LiveWire with Ling Pang.
Hello, I'm Ling Pang and welcome to LiveWire. I'm delighted to welcome John Crawford. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You are best known for the 80s powerhouse song, Take My Breath Away, and it won the 1986 Academy Award for Best Original Song, charted worldwide, and especially from the motion picture Top Gun.
Absolutely. Beautiful song. That song has an interesting history. We were working with Giorgio Moroder, who is the person who actually wrote that song, was producing two of our songs for our second album, and we were in the studio with him. And at the very same time, he was hired to do the soundtrack for the movie Top Gun. And back in those days, every time a movie was made, the record company that was associated with the movie company would release an album or CD to help promote that movie. So he was hired he wrote Danger Zone. He wrote Take My Breath Away. And at the time he was just working on songs, and Terry was with him working on Berlin for our album. And he just asked her if she would come in early and sing that song on the demo of it, so he could hear somebody sing it. So she went in and just sang it for him, and everybody loved it. And they had plans on hiring another singer, a more famous singer, because we were not very famous at the time, but no one could ever do a better job than Terry did. Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening is it ended up staying Terry as the singer on the song. Our record company decided to then put the song on our album because of the popularity of the movie. That happened a little later. And to be honest with you, I never even heard that song. I never played on it. Nobody in Berlin actually played on it. And I didn't even hear it until I went to the premiere of the movie. So it was a very strange sort of convoluted way that that song became a part of Berlin's history. And it ended up being obviously awesome because we gained a lot of popularity and we're able to see places in the world we never would have seen before. When we actually opened for Frankie Goes to Hollywood and toured Europe. We went to Taiwan because of it. And it was just, it was a very unusual circumstance, but a very, very happy one.
Musically and the lyrics, so beautiful. And combining that with the incredible motion picture Top Gun as well. You've got the best combination there, isn't it?
I totally agree with that. It's fact. Over the years, as I've spent more time around the song, because for 20 years, I wasn't doing music, and now I'm back performing with Berlin again now. And for the last 6 years, we've been all over the place playing. And the more that I kind of am around the song, because I play it live now, and it's part of what we do every time we perform, I'm just really impressed with the construction of it. It's a really well done piece of music. Giorgio did a fantastic job of writing a song that fit the scene in the movie perfectly. The movement within the song is just builds beautifully. The melodies are beautiful. He did just an absolutely stunning job. One that's interesting though is the lyrics were actually written by just a gentleman who was working at the studio at the time with Giorgio, sort of the guy that put gas in his car and went to get his dry cleaning. And he just walked up to him one morning and say, "Hey, I wrote these lyrics. I just wanted to see what you think." And they ended up using them.
You say you've been away 20 years and you're back. And this time you're coming back with a project jointly working together with the guitarist of Altvoss, Robin Simon.
Yes. Yeah, that's a story that really traces its roots back to Berlin. There's a gentleman named John Bryan, an English music lover and owner of record companies. He owns a bunch of small ones. And one of the ones that he does, he contacts his 80s bands and 90s bands, and he asks them if they would like to take their old music and re-record it with the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra playing the entire orchestra together with those original songs. His first endeavor in that was with Flock of Seagulls. Then he did Wang Chung. Then he did Rick Springfield. We were in there as well. And that's how I met him. And then John and Rob and Simon have a history together from working with Steve Strange, who was in a band called Visage back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And they were here in Los Angeles at a meeting for someone. And then because John knew me from the Berlin experience, we met for lunch and we just started talking. And out of nowhere, John, the energy guy, he just has so much energy. You guys should work together. Just because John knew how much of a fan. I'm a huge fan of Ultravox. They're probably if someone asked me my biggest influence musically, they would probably be it. So it was kind of intimidating for me sitting there with one of my heroes. And then suddenly the idea of working together was, I got all nervous. But it ended up being a lot of fun. Robin's a great guy. And we did some pretty cool stuff together.
And tell me about the project that you're both working on as JCRS. What does it stand for?
Well, that's just our initials. It was kind of a weird thing. It was like, we just want to call it John Crawford, Robin Simon. That's a little boring, I guess, and too obvious. But then on the other hand, both of us are not, you know, the main focal points of the bands we were in. And so we're not well known. So we probably do have some fans around the world that know us as what we did in these particular bands, Berlin in my case, Ultravox in his. Mm-hmm. So we tried to kind of be subtle, put the initials JCRS and then our names underneath it, because we didn't want to just call it something that didn't reference us, because we wanted to attract any of the people, the few people that are interested in me and Robin.
You guys are now debuting a new single called There's Only You. What's the song about?
The song started when I originally wrote it. It's just pretty much just a standard love song. You can kind of get that from the title, I think. And when Robin and I started talking about what we loved about music and what we were going to try to accomplish with our music, we wanted the lyrics to be a little more edgy or obtuse, not quite as direct as just a kind of an obvious love song. Mm-hmm. And Robin had the idea of, I think it's actually a pretty standard thing in poetry, stories, music, where an addiction to something becomes like a lover and becomes the most important thing and the thing that can be destructive because it's all you care about. It's your passion. So it's sort of a drug addict's love song to their addiction.
With Robin Simon's guitar playing talent and your singing, your musical history, both of you put together, this track must be incredible.
We had this love of the same thing, and I think it's reflective in the music we've written in the past. Is we both love darker but beautiful, haunting music. It's always been that way for me. Ultravox is a prime example of a band that I loved. Depeche Mode, probably another one.
Yeah.
Just stuff that, I don't know, I will sit here all day trying to find the right words to tell you what about that attracts me and is what comes out of me when I write. But it was a very easy thing with Robin to take, because the guitar playing that comes out of his two hands when he plays immediately becomes that as well. And it was just a perfect marriage of two people that naturally kind of release this dark, beautiful thing when the music they love comes out. So it was a perfect pairing.
How long you both been working on this album called Arc Light?
It's been a while, actually. What's kind of interesting is the time we spent together working on it was pretty quick, very quick, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And I think we only spent about 4 or 5 days together in a studio, and the studio was actually just a house we rented, and we kind of lived together for about 5 days and just blasted out 24/7 as much of this stuff as we could. And we had an engineer with us, and John Bryan was there as well. And it was just like this avalanche of ideas. Since then, during the months after that period of time, the music was worked on by our engineer. His name's Sare. I think he goes by Sare. It's just kind of like a cool name. and I don't even know his last name because all you ever hear is sorry. But he's a very talented producer, engineer, and he sort of put in the final touches, so to speak, did an absolutely stunning job. Just an really, really lucky to work with such a talented young man. And so he put, you know how sometimes music has this, well, you probably don't know this, but for musicians, sometimes when we finish, it just needs polishing. There's these just last little 5%, 10% that needs to be made right for everyone to feel like it's complete. And Sare did that over the final months before we finished, and he just did a brilliant job.
Would you think that the album and the debut single bear the trademark of both your background and Ultravox together?
Oh, there's a good one. Kind of, yes. The first song on this, when the CD is released fully of all 9 songs, the first song, the lead track is called Fire Dogs. And every time I listen to it, it's just like Robin jumps out. I mean, it just sounds like there's Ultravox again. There's Robin Simon playing guitar. And it makes me go, wow.
Are you guys thinking of touring together too?
You know, that's something that I have to be honest with my period of time away from the music industry. My that period of time I told you that was basically 20 years was me getting married, having 3 children, running a business for 20 years, and then getting a divorce and losing the business. So the divorce is sort of what my 2 bandmates, original bandmates in Berlin, Terry Nunn and David Diamond, were just, I had not had any contact with them hardly at all for those 20 years. And they both took the risk of reconnecting with me and trying to be supportive of me when I was going through that. And that was really the reason that Berlin kind of got going again.
Do you regard music as therapy, help you to get through the life's ups and downs?
It's always been that. It's always been that. I can't even say it any better than you just did. I'm guessing it's that for anyone who loves to create music. Unfortunately, it comes out of pain really nicely.
Because it comes from your soul, it comes from your heart, just natural. You put it all together in a song. Your music fan will hear that. They will feel what you feel.
Yeah, I think what you just said it again. I'm going to let you do this on your own because you're doing great. But I'm just kidding. But you just described what I believe is where the magic of music comes from. And that's when we happen to touch truth very, very delicately, but very clearly. And what we sing about and the emotion along with the words and along with the sound of the music bring it all together. And if we have hit truth, it touches people. There's so many people are afraid to be vulnerable. They're afraid to walk up to someone and share the things they're feeling because they think they're going to be rejected because of those feelings. You go up to people and you say, I'm struggling with this and it hurts so bad. And can I share this and talk to you? And what generally happens is someone goes, oh, wow, someone else feels that way too. Oh, I'm so glad other people are going through what I'm going through. And music does that. It allows someone who's listening to think, wow, I thought I was alone. I'm not alone.
Music is very powerful.
Yeah, for sure.
A path to recovery.
It's been 6 years since that period of time. And I have the relationships that I've established since then have just been spectacular. And Terry from Berlin has just been the sweetest person to, you know, support me and take care of me and be concerned about me. She shared struggles she's been through. David, the keyboard player, he was vulnerable enough to share his struggles in the same area. So we really got close by just doing what we talked about earlier, each of us being vulnerable to each other and kind of going, oh, wow, I went through that too. And let me tell you how it made me feel and what I did. And all that stuff was very healing.
And it's been absolutely wonderful, John, having you on LiveWire. Would you like to introduce the single, please?
This is a song that I want to give so much credit to Robin Simon for, just to be able to work with him. And he brought it, took it from a place of just me, and with his incredible talent added into it, it just became magical. And I just want to thank him for being interested in working with me and having so many ideas for it that I took and was, and we both were able to create a piece of music that we're both very, very proud of. And I hope you enjoy the song, There's Only You.
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.